I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. Wherever she goes, she brings a bombshell vibe, and she recently learned she's a member of the tribe. It's Watch What Happens Live with Salma Hayek-Pinault and Tiffany Haddish now. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, in the Bravo Clubhouse with two bosses who normally call the shots, but tonight they are throwing them back from Like a Boss in theaters tomorrow. Say hi to Salma Hayek-Pinault and Tiffany Haddish. You all look great. I'm so happy you're both back. I love your jumpsuit. You know I love a jumpsuit.
Yes.
And I love your leather vest. It's all happening.
Yeah, you're wearing an animal print because I'm on the hunt.
Ooh, nice. Are you on the hunt?
I'm on the hunt, baby.
Okay.
It's 2020. She ready.
Yes, she ready. All right, well, you're going to have to fish through a lot of gay guys here, but you're going to find...
I can be a gay man.
Yeah, all right. In their new movie, Salma and Tiffany play entrepreneurs in the female-dominated beauty business. So you know what that means? Men involving themselves. Behind the bar, it's the duo who play Tiffany's competitors, Jimmy O. Yang and Ryan Anson. Hey, guys. You guys are so funny, and I love your outfits. You coordinated your matching outfits.
Yeah, we went shopping yesterday. This is... very expensive. It's from Gucci H&M.
It's H&M, yeah.
Yes, all right. You know what? You could have said Gucci and I would have believed you. Drinking game alert.
I would have noticed.
No, okay. Okay, all right. It's great to see you both. I'm so glad you're here. Are you watching any Housewives these days? Are you watching Atlanta?
Or... I haven't seen any Housewives lately.
Okay.
And you know that's my thing.
I know.
You know. I've been winning, so.
Yeah.
I can't watch.
Yes, you have.
I don't have time to watch.
You don't have time. All right. Your questions for Salma and Tiffany are coming in, but before we get to those, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. She's too busy winning to watch The Housewives. First, over the past few years, Tiffany's career has been taking off. She's winning, even if for a while there, she never took off her white Alexander McQueen dress. Where is that dress?
It's in my closet.
Very good. So I'm curious to know about some of the stars she's met along the way. Tiffany, I'm going to read off names. Tell me the first impression you had of them. Mm-hmm. Meryl Streep, what was the first impression you had of her?
Motherly.
Richard Pryor.
I couldn't believe he was handicapped.
Barbara Streisand.
I wanted her nails.
Kevin Hart.
That's just a little leprechaun right there.
Jada Pinkett Smith.
That's a goddess.
Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh, that's my queen.
Beyonce.
That's the homegirl.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
I'm trying to get pregnant.
Oprah.
That's my other goddess.
Arsenio.
That's my the first dude I ever wanted to be pregnant by.
Thank you very much. And here's what. Since we're a week into the new year, most of us have probably made commitments to change our ways and then made excuses to delay their start date. But if I know Tiffany, she ready. So Tiffany, I'm going to run through some potential changes you'll make this year. And if you, and you'll tell us if you'd try them in a round of Is Tiffany Ready? Okay, let's Tiffany, are you ready to drink less alcohol and drink more water?
Well, I drink a lot of water, but she not ready.
Okay, are you ready to try intermittent fasting?
She ready.
Are you ready to experiment more in the bedroom?
Well, see, I've done all those things, okay. But not all of them. She not ready.
Are you ready to reveal who bit Beyonce?
She not ready.
Are you ready to ignore any Twitter troll that comes for you in 2020?
She not ready.
Are you ready to start filming Girls Trip 2?
She is so effing ready.
Are you ready to overcome your aversion to acting in scary movies?
She not ready.
Thank you very much, Tiffany. Salma has said she embraces being called hot, and I know we're all happy to oblige, but tonight I want to flip the script. Salma, I'm going to present you with sexy situations. You tell me if they get Salma hot and bothered, okay?
So hot is different than bothered.
No, hot and bothered is the same thing, like hot and bothered.
He's asking if you're going to get horny.
Yes. Tell me if these things make you horny.
Okay.
When a guy has very defined lines making a V towards his crotch. Yes, you like that.
That's horny.
Your husband blowing softly in your ear.
Yes.
Yes. Sexting in the middle of a work day.
No.
No. Using pet names and baby talk.
No.
Okay. Male strip clubs.
Yes. I mean, no.
Not really.
Not really. An overly prominent.
Oh my God.
An overly prominent Adam's apple.
No.
No. Tiffany's making a face too. A sultry pottery making moment.
Yes,
you like that. Toe sucking.
Mmm. Depends on the toes.
Depends on the toes.
Wait. You suck toes?
Depends on the guy. I don't know.
Head to toe manscaping. Men who shave themselves.
No.
No. All right. Thank you very much. Finally, while most bat mitzvahs involve a DJ, a buffet, and lots of awkward preteen sweating, Tiffany turned up for her bat mitzvah this year with a total blowout. So I'm curious to know all about what passed at her rite of passage. Tiffany, it's time to spill the bat mitzvah tea.
Okay.
Okay, which of your famous Jewish friends were most valuable in helping you prepare?
Sarah Silverman, Billy Crystal, Chelsea Handler.
Wow, and Sarah's sister, Susan, was actually your rabbi.
Yes, she was.
Is her personality similar to Sarah's?
No, but then yes. Like, she's like conservative, but scary over the top.
What made you choose Billy Crystal for the honor of a call up to the Torah?
Yeah, he did my Aliyah, and I chose him because to me he is like, well, he means the world to me. I love him.
That's
very,
so
very
nice.
Much. I look up to him a lot, and he's taught me a lot.
Who got drunkest at your bat mitzvah?
Ooh, my homegirl Precious got really drunk.
Really?
And she thought a pregnant woman wanted to fight her, and the pregnant woman was really going up to her husband like, where's the Airbrush t-shirt for the baby? And she thought the woman was coming up to her. She was so drunk.
Wait, you say your friend Precious. Are you talking about Gabby Sidibe?
Hell no. I got a homegirl named Precious.
Okay.
She was the drunkest.
I thought you were talking about a film by Push by Sapphire.
Hell no, I would have said Gabby's name.
Okay,
I would have said that. Like,
okay.
I'm very honest.
Your friend Precious. Okay. Yeah. What was the weirdest gift you got?
The weirdest gift I got?
Yeah.
Well, I got a lot of unicorn things.
Wow.
But somebody gave me a box of tissue.
All right.
Which I was like, what the
Right.
It was unicorns on the outside of the box,
right.
But still.
Okay.
What
All right. Well, here's what. Since Tiffany recently claimed her place as a member of the tribe, I want to know just how deep her Jewish knowledge goes. Tiffany, I have questions about Judaism. If you get them wrong, Salma is going to yell a Jewish mother-inspired insult at you. Okay, it's time for Tiffany Yiddish.
Get them wrong.
Okay. Tim, I might get them wrong. And by the way,
I'm very on point with my Judaism.
You are? Wow. Okay, I don't know some of these. During Hanukkah.
You're not on point with your own Judaism.
I am. Okay. During Hanukkah, what's the name of the helper candle used to light all the others on the menorah?
Helper.
Helper. Okay, it's not.
No.
Salma?
It's not?
No, it's the shamash.
Yes,
okay,
it's
okay.
I just want
to
hear
what it takes a lot of chutzpah to be such a schmuck.
Very good. Okay. During a Passover Seder, who's traditionally meant to read the four questions?
The father.
No. It's the youngest member at the table.
Oh, the father.
You're doing this on purpose. I know that.
I do too.
I saw how much you studied for me.
I know.
Okay. Oh my God. Okay, what kind of meshugana nonsense is this?
Yes, very good. Okay, who parted the Red Sea so the Israelites could safely cross?
Moses.
Yes, very good. What holiday is known as the Day of Atonement?
Say what?
What holiday is known as the Day of Atonement?
Yom Kippur.
Yes.
I was gonna say a Muslim holiday, really, just to get it.
True or false? A shofar is typically made from a ram's horn.
False.
It's true. Give me one more, Salma.
That's really not good for the environment.
I know.
Okay.
But rams die, and then when they die, then right. You take things
okay.
More.
Okay. Not Reno.
Okay.
I
give
got
me one more.
My animal. Okay. I'd call you a putz, but I don't want you to kvetch.
Kvetch, very good. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Mandy from Florida. Hey,
if
Mandy.
If I get a man, I'm gonna call his thing the Stiffany.
Yes. Stiffany. Hey, what's your question?
Hey, Andy, how are you? My question's for Tiffany. We want to wish you a huge mazel tov on your bat mitzvah.
Thank you.
But we also wanted to know if there's any truth to the rumor that you and Common are dating since you've been hanging out a lot together.
Oh, I whoops his ass in spades. He plays spades with me and my friends, and we whoops his ass. Now, if he wants some, he need to holler.
But it would be a lovely couple, I have
It'd
to say.
It'd be a gorgeous
I
couple. I like
I vote
this.
For that one.
I like that couple.
He wants some, he need to holler, but I keep beating him, so I don't know.
Yvette E. wants to know, Tiffany, describe meeting Carol Burnett at the Globes.
Oh, okay, so first of all, when I saw her, I was like, that's her. And, you know, she gave me a shout out on Twitter when I hosted the MTV Movie and TV Awards for wearing the curtain and everything. So I walked up to her. She was looking at me like she wasn't sure who I was. And I was like, I'm Tiffany Haddish. She goes, oh, and I was like, oh. Like, it was so fulfilling for me. Like, I remember watching her all through my childhood, wanting to just be in her presence and to actually be there was an honor and a privilege. And now I'm gonna try to ask her to be on my TV show.
Nice. Yes. I have a feeling she'll do it.
I hope she does.
Yeah.
And I just hope her memory's on point.
Let's go to Jeanette from Orange County. Hey, Jeanette, what's your question for Salma Hayek-Pinot?
Hi, Andy. Hey, great job on the New Year's Eve show.
Thank you.
Are the rumors true that you were originally offered the role of Selena but turned it down?
Yes.
That is true. Yeah.
Because they offered it to me like a week after she died.
Right, right.
A little bit distant. They were already planning on making this movie.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you ever see it?
Yes, of course.
Great
And
movie.
I think Jennifer did a great job.
Yeah.
And I really didn't think it was for me.
Yeah. Let's go to Olivia from California for Tiffany Haddish.
Hi, Tiffany.
Hey, Olivia.
Hey, so since you used to collect dick pics of the guys you would date, what was the strangest looking
I'm a collector.
Used to? Used to?
So the question is, what was the strangest dick you've ever seen?
Oh, it was this one. Okay, you know, like, okay, so what I learned, I'm a peniotologist.
Okay.
how a man's fingernails look is pretty much, like, from the fingernails to the fingers, it's pretty much what his D look like, right?
Okay.
So dirty nails, dirty D, keep that thing away from me. And this dude, his fingernails was kind of chewed down. And when I got him to pull it out to take the picture, his thing looked like it was chewed down too. Like it had been through some, like he really put himself through a lot.
Wow.
It was abused.
And then did
it you... was bruised, it was bad.
Wow. And then did you say, put it back?
I was like, ooh.
Right.
You should let it be alone for a while.
Right, leave it alone for a while. Are you saying that all these guys, so you would say, that's how you got the dick?
Yeah, itch? Like
you
I would
say, we're gonna do it, let me take a picture.
No, not we're gonna do it. Like, you know, men, they love compliments and like, and you can look at a man in his eyes and be like, wow, you're so handsome. I wanna make sure I remember this date for the rest of my life. And I have one of those disposable cameras.
Yeah.
And so I'd be like, I would love to just take a picture of your penis so I could have something to think about later. And they'd be like, what? I'm like, I would love to just take a picture of it. You know, you hold it in your hand and let me take a picture of it.
Wow.
And every single one would say, yeah. And a lot of them I never had sex with. But
of course, because you looked at the penis and it was promising.
Now, can I, change of topic, is that Jewish star the star that Barbara Streisand gave you?
You know it is.
Wow. That is a gorgeous little petite diamond Jewish star. Wow.
And if I like you, I'll let you kiss me right there.
Wow. Will you let me kiss you right there?
If you want to.
I do. Whoa. That was exciting. I don't know what to say about that.
We go together now.
Salma, Layla Kay wants to know, after seeing yourself in Like a Boss, do you stand by your decision not to get lip fillers for your character?
Well, you know, actually, the lip filler, it's okay, but once I saw it, every time you see yourself open, you start going, damn, I should maybe get started.
No, you didn't. No.
I know, I'm not gonna do it, but when you look at the picture, when you look at yourself,
you start to wonder.
Even the ones that are not gonna do it fantasize about it when you look at it after you're 45. I don't care what anybody says. We might not do it, but we do wonder what it would look like.
You don't wanna look like a cat. You look beautiful the way you are.
I'm cool, but I have to say that you do wonder.
By the way, does it go down in your DMs, Tiffany?
Oh, it goes down in the DMs.
Really? Have you ever met anybody off
of Instagram? What do you mean go down? Like, do I cuss people out in the
DMs? No. I mean, do you ever get hot people DMing you, and have you ever met them?
I've never met anyone. Like, I've met people, like celebrities have DM'd me and then we meet somewhere at a event or something like that, but never like we hooked up.
Right.
But I have had a very handsome men DM me their DPs.
Would you ever, I mean, it's not a thing, DP.
What's DM and what's DP?
DM is a direct.
Director of photography.
DM is direct message, and DP is a dick pic.
Yeah.
And it's,
I thought it was director of photography. That's what you called him.
Well, they did direct the photography to their penis, and...
It's not a bad way to meet people.
No,
I mean, it's like
the future
of dating sites.
And it's scary for me, because I like, you see a guy's face and the like, icon, whatever, you're like, oh, okay, he look cute. And then you click and he's like, oh, shit, it's a dick.
Right. Let's go to Katie from Charleston. Hey, Katie, what's your question?
Hey, guys, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. My question is for Selma.
Okay.
What was the best part of having Prince write a song about you? And what is your favorite memory of him?
Yes. Tell us.
Well, that's really amazing because he wrote a song about me for my daughter.
Right.
To understand who I was at a time where she was not here.
Wow.
And through his eyes. And so he came to my house and he said, I want to show you. And he used to always show me music and tell me, what do you think? Should I put this one on the album? What do you think? He actually took my...
Advice.
Into consideration.
Because you're a wonderful, smart, bossy woman.
I'm a bossy woman.
Yeah.
And he said you have to, he wanted, for him, he had a car where the sound system was so good, he said you can hear the best inside of the car. And so he played it, and I thought it was going to be another song, and it was that song, so it was very meaningful.
Wow.
And the other thing, what is my best memory of Prince. There were so many, like 2 hours, this before you have children, phone conversations.
Yeah.
Intense, deep conversations where you're trying to understand life. It's interesting how sometimes you can have a friend that you can talk forever, any place, any moment, and it just lifts you up, just.
Yeah. It is time for my mazel of the day. Since Tiffany is never short on opinions, I am bestowing the honor of you. Do you have something that you love that you would like to give the mazel of the day to today?
Something that I love?
Yeah. Yeah, something that's something good in the world.
I love hugs. 15 hugs a day keeps the psychiatrist away.
All right, very good. Okay. And
yes.
Conversely, what is your jackhole of the day? What is the thing that is pissing you off these days?
The thing that is pissing me off these days? Oh, it was so many things, but mostly people that don't wash their ass.
People that don't wash their ass?
Yes, people that come up to you and try to hug you, but they musty, and then they leave, they smell on your shoulder, and then it's like a salt all day long. You turn your head, you're like, well, what is that? And that's a jackhole move. Wash your armpits, put some lemons under there, baking soda, something, yeah, baby wipe.
I want to thank Sally, Tiffany, Jimmy, and
wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery. Code Wondery.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
All right, we're back with the stars of Like a Boss, Salma Hayek-Pinault and Tiffany Haddish, and Jimmy O. Yang and Ryan Hansen behind the bar. These guys are very clean. I can already.
They keep it fresh.
Yeah, they keep it fresh.
They know if you out and about in the club and it's hot and you can't get, you put a little lemon under there, get it fresh.
A little lemon. Let's go to Catherine from Atlanta. Hey, Catherine, what's your question?
Hi, my question is for Tiffany.
Okay.
Tiffany, do you think Beyonce was talking about you when she sang the lyrics? If they party with the queen, they have to sign a non-disclosure in the song Top Off?
Yeah, she was talking about me because she said, Tiffany? Yeah, she was talking about me. Yeah.
That's cool.
She put my name in the song. But did she do it for you?
Let's go to the phones. Kim from California. What's your question?
Hi, Andy. Super fan here. My question is for Salma.
Okay.
Was there ever a point where you almost flipped and told your husband about your top secret Vogue shoot with Meghan Markle? And what do you think of her and Prince Harry effectively resigning from the royal family?
Whoa! Okay. Yes, I wanted to tell my husband and everybody that I was going to do a shoot. And that she called me out of the blue.
Wow.
And
what do you think of them? I mean, they announced yesterday that they are resigning from the royal family. It's incredible.
I think they're wonderful. And whatever the decision is, you know, we have to respect it. And she's really gorgeously humble and caring.
That's how we do in South Central LA, baby. She come from them Baldwin here.
Let's go to Alexa from New York. What's your question?
Hey, Andy. It was great seeing you at Tao on New Year's Eve.
I remember.
My question is for Salma. Love you guys both. But my question really is, what was the best and worst part about working with Angelina Jolie on The Eternals? And what did you think of Martin Scorsese's feud against Marvel?
I have to tell you, I'm still working with her. We haven't finished. Actually, I have to show up to set on Monday. I love her.
Yeah?
I absolutely love her. I didn't know, you know, I was a little bit like, what's up, you know?
Right.
And something happened. We worked really well together as actresses. She's incredibly talented. And I've learned to discover a lot about her because she's, you know, not just out there, you know, talking about, she's kind of private.
Yeah.
And I am really impressed with her as a mother.
Can you let
especially.
Her know that I would like to cook a meal for
love
her?
You, baby. She would
I know,
love
I met
you.
Her before and I said we should hang out. I got a
and
show
we
idea
will.
For us.
We will because I love her.
I would
so
love
much.
To cook
you
for her.
You have a show idea for you and Angelina
yes,
Jolie?
Yes, it's a Laverne and Shirley type of situation.
Oh my God. That is
I
a real
her.
Curveball.
I'm far from being a lesbian, but if I had to be,
yes,
that's the probably the
that's
route
where
I would
you'd go.
Go.
Wow, very good. A Laverne and Shirley.
I mean, I don't think
show.
I'm organizing a girls' night out.
I just we should all hang out. I also want to just cook for her because I feel like she's hungry.
Are you a good? Are you a good cook?
I'm an excellent cook.
Really?
I'm an excellent cook.
She really is a good
really?
Cook.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Okay, last call of the night, Tracy from Arizona. Hey, Tracy, what's your question?
Hey, Andy, I just wanted to say first I love you, but this
thanks.
Question is for both the ladies. Which celebrity did you see that got the most lit at the Golden Globes this year?
Yeah, you were all
the
at the Golden Globes.
Lit. Oh, drunk.
Yeah.
I would say it's me.
Yeah. I knew you were going to say that. I
wasn't even
not that drunk.
I wasn't
baby.
Even drunk at all. I had smoked weed with Snoop Dogg, so that's what made me open up.
Well, that'll get you. That'll
that
that'll
made
do
me
it.
Open up.
Yes,
I gotta
so
say
one of those King Louis glass tipped.
Yeah, I got
joints.
One in my backpack right now.
They're so good.
Stinking everywhere I go.
Yes.
I said, damn, if that's the best weed. Like,
it's really. He gave
years,
me a box of those when he was on the show.
He
last.
Gave you a box.
Yeah, he did.
He only gives me one every time he sees me. I feel gypped.
They're really good.
We just made a song. Together.
Oh, you did?
Oh, it's so good.
You're kidding.
It's in our movie.
It's in Like a Boss?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Oh, that's awesome.
I didn't, you know, everybody was kind of like really posing and voguing.
Uh-huh.
And all just like having fun. Mm-hmm. I didn't see anybody.
What party did
but
you go
I
to?
Went to? I went home early because she's working me. She's working me really hard. She's the boss. She's the
right.
producer. And she's like, come on, girl.
Right,
you gotta look
right,
good.
Right,
let's
right.
go to this party. Let's go to the
yeah.
What party did you end up going to? Because you ducked me. So you went home?
No, honestly, what I did is I went straight to the first food available.
Yes.
Like the closest party so I could like hit the buffet.
So you went to
That's
Amazon?
What I did. Yes. I went, I ate. They tried to kick me out of the, they said, no eating in the buffet. And I said, yeah, go get the police because I'm not doing it. I finished my plate. And then I started partying once I
right.
got some food in.
Yeah.
But
oh
I went home
had,
early.
Like, four parties.
Nice.
I was everywhere. I was like a roach. I kept turning up.
Well, what's the best one?
I don't know. I would have to say the Netflix one was the best one only because that DJ let me grab the mic. It was other DJs wouldn't let me grab
the
mic.
Oh, I missed that.
I literally went to parties and was like, hey, DJ, let me hold the mic. They like, no. I was like, well, F this party. Going to the next party. And Netflix, they let me get the mic, and then that's where I ended. That's where I ended my night.
I want to thank Salma and Tiffany and the boys, Jimmy and Ryan. You can see them all in Like a Boss. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loreau, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law & Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.